When I got ordained, it was a wonderful celebration with family and friends. I had been looking forward to that day with much excitement and nervousness. I'd seen my friends get ordained the weeks leading up to it, and that was my turn. Now, many of my friends were unable to come because as they were just ordained priests, they were already booked to cover masses. And I'd heard that from several of them, which was fine. But because my friends had to be about God's work. But the night before my ordination, there was a reception for my family and friends over at St. Francis Hall. And as I was talking with some people, the door opened, and I could hardly believe my eyes. One of my friends, who I was not expecting, showed up. He had been rather sneaky in avoiding the topic, as if he was going to be at my ordination, and there he was. His presence brought a greater joy, a greater spirit of joy into my heart, not because of anything he brought, but because he himself was present. If you've ever been surprised by the visit of a friend or family member, I'm sure you can relate to this joy. Now, it may have been a little confusing to Mary and Joseph, who were not prepared for three wise men from the east to come and worship the baby Jesus. But remember, this was their second surprise visit after the shepherds. Are we prepared for some surprise visitors? You see, when we invite the Lord into our lives, we will be surprised by the people and situations we encounter. Perhaps you're in a job where you've worked for many years and nothing is new every day. The Lord will surprise you even there if you let him. You see, often we miss the big picture. If you are the only practicing Catholic or even the only person who believes in God in a place surrounded by people who don't care or who are even openly hostile against religion, that is from God. God knows you are the perfect person to witness the faith to those who are lost. Now, perhaps you're waiting for a sign. A nice bright star in the sky would be pretty helpful, right? Well, this is your invitation. Go live your faith. I can't tell you how many opportunities I've missed because I thought, now is not the right time. Notice the details of what happened with the Magi. They were following the star, but they stopped when they got to Jerusalem, seeking human confirmation rather than divine guidance. They took their eyes off of God's sign and went down to men. And in that choice, they lost sight of the star. We've all been there, but there is hope and reassurance in the gospel story. When the Magi again sought direction from the Lord, they encountered the star again, which led them to Christ. So let us seek direction from the Lord today in the Eucharist. Let us walk by faith rather than by sight. Now, a movie has come out rather recently, which has been seen by millions of people, I think. A movie about blindness and faith. I'm not going to spoil it, it's Bird Box. But I will say in that show, we see an incredible persistence and a drive toward a sanctuary. She went forward with everything she had because their lives depended on it. So let that be our invitation to trust in the Lord with everything, because our lives do depend on him. He is our Savior and our King. So let us go to worship him, asking that he save us and shepherd us, we who are his people.